Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, the 8th of July. Hope you're well. Coming up:
it's nominating you for the Peace Prize, which is well deserved.
Trump and Netanyahu meet at the White House and ministers meet to discuss increasing personal injury awards. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Benjamin Netanyahu has told Donald Trump he's working with Israel's neighbours to help provide Palestinians with a better future. It's an apparent reference to a plan to relocate people from Gaza in the event of a ceasefire. Israel's Prime Minister made the remarks as he sat down with the US President at the White House. Mr. Netanyahu said President Trump was forging peace in one region after another, and he wants that to be recognised with a Nobel Peace Prize.
I want to present to you, Mr. President, the letter I sent to the Nobel Prize Committee. It's nominating you for the Peace Prize, which is well deserved.
Thank you very much. This I didn't know.
Thank you.
Coming from you in particular, this is very meaningful.
The White House says suggestions Donald Trump's cuts to the National Weather Service delayed the response to the Texas flash floods are despicable. There's been criticism alerts weren't sent quickly or widely enough. At least 104 people died over the weekend. Dozens are still missing. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt insists the US president is doing everything to help.
The administration's focus will be on giving the victims and their communities the support they deserve during these recovery efforts in this tragic time. May God bless the great people of Texas, especially the parents who have lost their children. President Trump loves you. We are praying for you.
Senior government ministers will today review proposals to increase the threshold for personal injury cases. A cabinet subcommittee will examine Judicial Council recommendations for a 17% increase in personal injury awards. Enterprise Minister Peter Burke says high costs are of huge concern, but the government has to balance competing interests.
Obviously have to look at the decision as the structure is through our cabinet subcommittee, and then it goes forward to our cabinet colleagues to make a decision. So it is very serious. It's an area that I'm focused on as minister, and have always been. I've met with the injuries board on a number of occasions and wider stakeholders. I've had ministers meetings with Minister Jim O'Callaghan and Attorney General on this issue, so it's getting a huge amount of urgency at the heart of government. Please be assured of that.
However, hoteliers are urging the government not to approve a planned 17% increase in personal injury award levels. The Irish Hotels Federation president, Michael Magner, says it's truly baffling.
It's only a few years ago the Personal Injuries Commission found awards to be over three times higher than those of our nearest neighbour in the UK. So this disparity feeds directly into what is already exceptionally high insurance premiums, which businesses throughout the sector and the wider tourism industry simply they cannot afford it.
The young man stabbed to death in West Dublin yesterday has been named locally as 34-year-old Joseph McAvoy. He died after being attacked at a house in Shancastle Close in Clondalkin shortly before 6 o'clock yesterday morning. Gardaí have arrested a man in connection with the investigation who remains in custody. News Talk's Tina Gates reports.
Yesterday's fatal attack came just hours after a series of violent incidents in West Dublin, including a car being rammed in the Greenfort area, another being burned out in the Glenfield Avenue area, and a petrol bomb being thrown at a house in Shancastle. An incident room's been set up at Lucan Garda station. A senior investigating officer has been assigned to lead the investigation, and a family liaison officer is being assigned to support the victim's family. Gardaí have increased armed patrols in the area and are appealing for witnesses to come forward.
The Cabinet will consider plans to reduce the minimum size of apartments today. The Housing Minister is proposing cutting studio apartments from 37 to 32 square metres and three-bed units from 90 to 76 square metres. Minister James Brown says he expects the cuts to reduce building costs by between 50,000 and 100,000 euro per unit. Meanwhile, the government is to limit the scope of a new bill, which aims to make it easier for cancer survivors to get insurance. Cabinet will this morning discuss having the bill apply only to mortgage protection insurance. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe has more.
This bill was introduced to the Oireachtas by the Fianna Fáil TD Catherine Ardan, aimed to ban discrimination against cancer survivors solely on the basis of their diagnosis. It would have introduced a right to be forgotten for people who have had cancer but haven't needed treatment for at least 5 years. It's a move which has long been called for by the Irish Cancer Society. Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue will tell the Cabinet this morning he plans to significantly amend that bill. That will limit the scope of the right to be forgotten to mortgage protection insurance, which the government says is in line with EU best practice. A spokesperson for the minister said it's aimed at maximising protections where they're most needed.
40% of parents say they borrowed money at least once over the past 12 months in order to get essentials for their children. The latest Barnardo's Cost of Living report also shows almost half of parents say they've skipped meals or reduced portion size so their children would have enough to eat. 19% of families had to cut back or go without food over the past 6 months. National Policy Manager at Barnardo's, Stephen Moffat, says the government's one-off supports have not worked.
Unfortunately, what we've seen over the last couple of years is the government did take some once-off measures. And unfortunately, you know, the numbers of children going without essentials didn't go down. They actually remained relatively static in some, around some items, they actually went up.
In entertainment news, police in Scotland insist they've got a proportionate and considered plan for Kneecap's gig in Glasgow, which replaces their slot at the Transmit Festival. The Belfast band was dropped from the lineup at the Scottish Festival, with rapper Lee Mohaney due back in court in London next month, charged with a terror offence. The trio's Glastonbury performance is also being looked into. They play the O2 Academy in Glasgow tonight. And in sport, in soccer, Celtic manager Brendan Rodgers says it'll be a huge honour for his team to play at Parky Cueve. The Scottish champions set up their preparations for the new season with a friendly against Cork City at the home of Cork GAA this evening. Irish players Adam Ida, Liam Scales and Johnny Kenny are all likely to feature for the Hoops against the basement side in the SSE Electricity League Premier Division. Rodgers says the players are excited to get a run out in front of their Irish supporters.
To be able to bring Celtic to Ireland and obviously Cork, it's really special because the journeys that people have to make over this side of the water to get to Glasgow, see the games, and there'll be people travelling home and away. So to be able to bring the team here, it feels good that we can do that.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.